Trees, landscapes and diseases. There are landscapes without trees, but in Italy they are quite rare, or in any case, rarely frequented. These areas are usually confined to volcanoes, salt marshes and the Alpine plain, about 2,000 to 2,200 meters above sea level. The majority of Italian landscapes, more than 100 in the various classification systems, are characterized by trees. This is also true for most European landscapes. The specific types of trees vary according to the phytoclimatic regions and may include exotic or otherwise foreign species, whether their spread is intentional or accidental. Trees are therefore an essential feature of many Italian and European landscapes, as much as rivers, lakes, hills, mountains, beaches, or man-made structures. Unlike lakes, rivers, beaches, or hills, trees are living organisms subject to disease and aging. If they are not able to regenerate spontaneously, as usually happens in natural forests, or if they are threatened by severe diseases or phytophagous infestations, they may thin out and even become extinct, resulting in a changed landscape. While all matter in nature is subject to cycles of change, the time frames differ. Lakes and mountains may transform over millions of years, but trees can disappear in just a few hundred years, especially those cultivated by humans in historical and cultural landscapes. These trees are often embedded in collective memory, celebrated in art, poetry, painting, photography, and cinema, and handed down through stories, images, laws, and national or international conventions. The cypress, Cupressus sempervirens, particularly in its pyramidalis variety, is one of the iconic trees of certain Italian landscapes, like the grapevine and the olive tree. Cypresses are particularly prominent in Tuscany, where they have been widely used for centuries to line avenues leading to farmhouses on hilltops, or to mark roads connecting historic villages and towns. The most famous tree-lined avenue is the one connecting the historic center of Bolgheri with the Via Aurelia, which runs along the Tuscan coast in the province of Livorno. This avenue was immortalized in the poem Davanti San Guido by Giosuè Carducci, 1835 to 1907, who lived in Bolgheri during his childhood, from 1838 to 1848. In the poem, Carducci establishes an almost existential dialogue with the cypresses, which he calls giant youngsters. He sees them as the true protagonists and custodians of the landscape, where he had played serenely in the happy years of his childhood. In 1952, a disease caused by the fungus Ceridium cardinale, known as cypress canker, was first reported in Florence and severely affected these symbolic trees of the Tuscan landscape. Even the iconic Cypress Avenue of Bolgheri suffered serious damage in the late 20th century. Fortunately, the risk of seeing these trees disappear from the landscape has been mitigated by the introduction of a resistant variety called Bolgheri, developed through selection and cloning by the Institute of Tree Pathology of the CNR, National Research Council in Florence.